Listen the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute offers a free seminar and a comprehensive video that will help business leaders break through this fear to legally live and share their faith with their employees, customers, and communities in ways they never would have dreamed or imagined before.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get your projects done. What are you working on? Are you renovating? Are you rejuvenating? Are you doing some decorating? Whatever project is on your to-do list, slide it over to ours by picking up the phone and joining the conversation. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, when it comes to home renos, are you a DIYer or a GoPro kind of home improver? Well, House has revealed how many DIYers there were actually doing home projects in a new survey. We're going to have those results just ahead, along with an interesting trend among the youngest DIYers out there.
And does your yard double as an all-you-can-eat buffet for deer and wildlife? Well, we've got some humane ideas for stomping all the chomping.
Plus, motion detector spotlights are a great addition to your home for convenience and security. And thanks to LED technology, they're now easier to install than ever, and some don't even have to be wired. We'll share those options.
But first, we're here to educate, inspire, build confidence, and help guide you with all of your home projects. So give us a call and let us know what we can do to help you finish, start, dream, whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Amanda in Connecticut is on the line with an AC system that's not doing the C part of the cooling. What's going on, Amanda?
Hi. I don't really know. It's a brand new system.
Brand new as in the entire central air conditioning system is new to the house, or just a new condensing unit outside?
The new condensing unit. The house already had the venting in it, but it didn't have the unit.
Okay, so they added the compressor outside, correct? And
right.
Who did this work? Was it a contractor?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Did they not test it to make sure it was working?
They said they would come back when it was hot, and so I called them and the hot day, and they came back, and it just didn't cool after 4 hours. And he told me it was because the house is an older house and that the returns are on the outside of walls and makes it, you know, harder for it to cool down, longer for it to cool down.
Well, look, you hired these guys to complete your cooling system. So any good contractor is going to look at the house, and they're going to identify any problems with the size of the ducts or where the ducts are run. They're going to make sure that they're sized properly. Do we know that the compressor is actually working outside?
Yeah, they came back again after that and made sure that it had the Freon in it and checked to make sure that it was working properly.
Well, obviously something is not working properly, okay? It's either the compressor or there could be something with the way the ducts are installed. I can't begin to diagnose it for you except to tell you that it's not right. The contractor should know better than this. I don't think you're getting the best advice or service from this contractor because it shouldn't be that difficult for an HVAC contractor to figure out why a house is not getting cooled. This is their business. So if you're not getting anywhere with these guys, you might want to think about bringing in another contractor to get a second opinion. Maybe not even share with them that you had this unit installed recently and see if they can figure out why it's not cooling. See what kind of advice you get. But it seems to me that this first contractor had a responsibility to do what it takes, or at least to complete the job or advise you if there was something that was going to prevent the compressor from cooling the house, then why were they willing to sell you the compressor in the first place? You see what I mean? They're the experts here.
He's saying to me that 4 hours is not a long time.
That's not true at all.
I pretty much said I had to go outside to cool off.
Listen, I would get another contractor or an expert in there to find out why exactly it's not working, take a look at all the things that impact cooling, and then at least you'll know what was done or not done, and you can take it from there. But it doesn't sound to me like you're getting the best advice here.
Thank you, and I love listening to your show.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and I hope we've helped you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now up, we've got Paul calling in from Tennessee who's got an issue with a water pump. Tell us what's going on.
I'm getting some air in this well water. The well is 6.5 years old, as is the house, and it goes down 350 feet, and the casing goes down 105 feet where they grouted it. When they first put it in, I was bothered by the amount of turbidity I had in it, and I was changing the whole house filter about once a week. And I went back to the drilling company, and they said, well, it'll take about 3 months to quit that. Well, it was 36 months. And then after about 4 years, I started getting some water hammer in the cold water, particularly in the basement, although upstairs it'll do it too. But then I'm getting air out of the faucets upstairs, and it's collecting air from somewhere, and I can't figure out where. And as far as I know, the well tank with the bladder in it, the 40 pounds of air pressure over a bladder, that seems to be okay, Tom.
Okay, yeah, that was the first thing I was going to think, that if you had a leak in that bladder tank, that would cause that. Other possible causes are bad siphons, but I'm not quite sure how you could test that without having all the gear that you would need. Have you had the well company come back and take another look at this, specifically for the air bubble problem?
No, because it's been quite a while, and the guy they used to have there at the company in the daytime didn't seem to know much about it. In fact, when he told me 3 months it was going to clear up and it was 36 months, I thought maybe I'm talking to the wrong guy, but I haven't gotten a hold of him.
Well, he told you 3 months because his warranty was 90 days, right?
Yeah.
Paul, obviously we're getting air into that system, and if it's not coming through the bladder tank, I'm not quite sure where it's coming in, and I think you're going to have to get a well expert there, a real expert that understands these things, and try to see if there's any way they can determine exactly how that air is getting in. Do you have another well company that you might try?
Yeah, there's several of them here because this area is very rural. We're right at the edge of the Smokies.
I would try another well company because you didn't have good luck with the first one and see if you can get to the bottom of it. But I agree with you. If it's not the tank, it's more likely it's the pump.
Okay. Well, very good, and thank you. I will try someone near local then and see if they can dope it out.
All right, Paul, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair or a home improvement question. We are here 24/7 to lend a hand. So pick up the phone at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. And just ahead, when it comes to home renos, are you a DIYer or a get-a-guy kind of home improver? We're going to have the results of a house survey that breaks down the trends when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit. outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic built easy and great from PaveStone at the and be sure projectidea.com.
You have a home project and invite here by calling me, Money for Index. Reach us by submitting your or through our Facebook flash. And remember, upgraded help with it just by
dryer, fence in your house, bring bucks at $50 a day, costly Repairs Club, printy coverage that gives you mind of knowing all in your home. At 800-691, no obligation covered, any major home is guaranteed. It makes and models, dryers, air conditioner, service club, 91 for about $1,000. Call 800-800-38. Calling a tile backup or shelly improves, so it's not a hard you have the right materials. Simple mat and simple.
No mess. Permanently bonds. Simple grout.
Simple mat at Home Depot. The Simple Mat.
Homes better than improvement project. Bid present advisor.
Service pros in your review. It's online or loading the home.
No matter. We'll do every door. And hey, you can list your convenient number one of all to every. It's available odds.
Mine is working project.
The on to boathouse roof removed that was original. Want to know what I can on there on the bladder that will do.
This is it. It's exposed to
roof.
Now, exterior probably not the best because it does wear and tear. Quickly, that's now a decking material directly on top.
Well, I was thinking what surface, right, a platform, the twist, or even fours, you might have that lay forward, sort of lay on top, on kind of like just making the, as the wear and subsystem here, as
railed.
A composite deck. Now, you can't just lay together. Said that what I might do, pressure treated 2x6, that sort of it was a floor joist that you were down on top of. Also, when I, it's teak. Mm-hmm. There's teak top. I've seen the patios. I said we also put that, it was. So any decking should be.
And those are in tiles that snap to, or, you know, those doors. It's not really like.
Oh, hello. I'm in the woods.
Okay, because there's several different companies actually that sell them online. Locally for me, I found them at one of those like discount home decorating stores. But they're 12 by 12 teak tiles that almost look like a park tile, like a floor tile. And they're set on a plastic base and they snap together. And you can also get like an edging tile to sort of complete the border. And that could be on top of the bladder because it's got thick base that, you know, creates that platform.
You know, a good website to take a look at is Swift Deck. SwiftDeck.com is a company that sells patio deck tiles. They have Ipe tiles. It looks like they also have a composite version. So a couple of options there. Great photos. You can see exactly what this looks like at SwiftDeck.com.
Beautiful. Thank you for your help.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Well, when it comes to home renos, are you a DIY or a GoPro kind of home improver? Well, according to a new survey by Houzz, nearly 9 in 10 homeowners hired a home professional for renovation projects in 2019. That's 88% of projects out there. That's crazy. There were things like electricians, plumbers. Those were now the most common renovation professionals that were tapped by homeowners, 50%, followed by general contractors, kitchen, bath remodelers, builders, and design build pros made up about 36% of that. So people are hiring.
Now, design-related professionals, speaking of them, they were actually brought in by nearly 1 in 5 renovating homeowners. That amounted to about 19%. That's pretty good because, I tell you, if you are unsure about how to go with a project, it really does make sense to hire a designer to walk you through that. And I think it's also interesting that of the high-end projects, they were up among the younger generations. About 10% of renovating homeowners are spending about $80,000 or more on those projects.
Kerwin in Mississippi is on the line with a septic system question. What's going on over there?
Hey, como delivu. We've got a situation. We bought a tax sale property.
Okay.
Paid $3,000 for a trailer that still had all the stuff in it from Katrina, so it was a mess. Took a couple months to fix, and it was a 100 by 150 lot with a trailer and an addition on it, so it was a great deal.
Okay.
Our problem is we went through the process of trying to get power turned on, which we have no, we're really living off the grid. We have no water, no power.
Okay.
And We got a compost toilet. And the problem, when the inspector came out from the health department, was, you know, it should have been grandfathered in, but they started hemming and hawing about it being, they changed the rules. Instead of it being 10 feet from the property line, now it's got to be 25 feet. Mm-hmm. And ours sits at 22.
Okay.
So we're dealing with the raw sewage, you know, with the compost toilet. We need to deal with the septic system, gray water. And I've been looking, and they also tried to say that, you know, oh, it might be a wetland. Well, it
still think it was a good deal?
Actually, I do.
All right, so what's your question, Kerwin? Is it the septic inspector, the health inspector telling you can't put in a septic system? Is that right? Is that what it is?
We can't get anybody from the, we had an engineer come out, and he said there doesn't seem to be a problem.
Okay.
They told me they referred me to an engineer. I got one to come out, and now I can't get a septic company to even come out and repair it. He said all it needs is repairs.
Okay.
So I'm in a bind.
Hmm.
So I look for grants. I've thought of moving it myself.
What's the job that actually has to be done? What's the repair?
I think if we can find a way, if there's a source or information on doing a gray water system, you know, we can get by.
First of all, you did the right thing by involving an engineer. The engineer will, his opinion will basically supersede that from the health department. The engineer is recommending a repair. The first thing I would do is ask the engineer if they can give you a referral to somebody that does this kind of work, aside from the two guys that you've been calling over and over and over again. I can't believe there's only two guys in this area that do this sort of work. I would not try to change the entire way you're putting this system together just because you can't get a contractor out there that does this. I mean, I would place an ad on Craigslist to find a contractor or some other online directory rather than change my approach to basically redesign the system. If the health inspector says you got to get an engineer, the engineer says it's repairable, let the engineer, I mean, put the engineer in charge of the project. Let them find somebody that does this. You know, you want to find somebody that can has some credibility with the guys that are doing the work that wants to get more work from them. You're just kind of one and done. But if you have your engineer that's doing this all the time, maybe GC the project for you, maybe that engineer can help you identify a contractor that's going to be responsible and reliable. Even if it costs you a little bit more, it's going to be less than trying to redesign the entire system. And if you get it done right, then you can get the power moved in and kind of move on your way. So that's the way I would approach it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Cindy's on the line from Nebraska with an air conditioning question. How can we help you?
Yes, I have central air, but our upstairs does not cool very well, so we put in a window air, and I've tried to seal it with some of those foam strips and tape and things like that, but now I've got some issues like when it rains, for some reason we're getting water soaking through the tape and coming inside and dripping.
Huh.
What other thing can I use to seal that would be more waterproof? But still, I'd be able to take it out.
Wow. So typically, when you install a window air conditioner, you have the window, the upper part of the double-hung window sits on top of the box, and then it has sort of like wings that slide out the side of the air conditioner to kind of seal out the space between the air conditioner and the opening of the window, correct?
Correct.
All right. And so you've sealed those areas with tape? Is that what you said?
We use some foam that you put around it to fill in the gaps. So we've got the wings all stretched out, and then we've sealed where we have spaces with the foam strip.
Here's what I would do. There's a product that is a temporary weather stripping that looks like caulk. It comes in a caulking tube. Now, typically you use this inside your house for really, really drafty windows, and you almost caulk them shut with this product. But you could use it in a scenario like this. I think for the summer it would probably last fine. When it dries, it kind of looks like a silicone caulk. It's clear. But the cool thing is that when you're ready to pull out that air conditioner, you can peel this temporary caulk off. Now, it's made by a number of manufacturers. I think DAP makes Seal and Peel is the brand name that they came up with, Seal, S-E-A-L, and Peel. And so take a look for that temporary weather stripping caulk. Search that online. You may have to order it at a hardware store or a home center. And that will be much more effective than the tape because you'll be able to get it into those tight places and it will really stick there and keep that water out. Okay?
That sounds perfect. Thank you very much.
There you go. Sometimes you got to come up with a creative solution to an unusual problem.
I figured there had to be something. I just didn't know what it was.
All right, Cindy. Glad to help you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, do you have a motion detector light? If not, why not? Motion detector lights are affordable, they're easier than ever to install, and a great deterrent to burglars. We're going to explore the options next.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remember that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure correctly. Your dreams don't have to Tom Kreitler today.
The money to buy cost you hire advisors free.
King Goodholz is the money.
Tom Kreitler. Leslie Segretikin on this week. We covered Money Pit.
You know, home pros can find pros book a project advisor app.
In Arkansas, you
buy every home. It seems that you're an odor.
Yuck. Okay.
And a door, which is a metal. I also have discovered an area in a window, maybe on the Henry.
Okay.
How I purchased a home.
Well, here's the thing. If you have a concrete, some liquid, is take to a pot, garage, that surface. Be easy to do. It's lots of manufacturers. Mix up. And 5 minutes, and then probably the next day you're putting the epoxy seal in. And as far as that, there was activity on the times with an oil bath.
If you have a carpet, pull up that. That's an oil seal in there. Point I hate back down to that. Really, probably only way, you know, notice it is my high humidity. You're going to get so piece of, but I would do it subfloor.
You reuse, you pull it back up. If the pad replaced is new, whole area, then put it back to the carpet installer to help you absolutely do a carpet. Okay,
so. Okay, so do I.
I would use
okay.
In. As long as it's oil, we'll do it out.
Much.
So, on us at 888 Pit.
Well, if you've got out, it's a great time.
Now, wine all today, and they're at a sense of mind.
Yeah, because in the police smack eyes, waves from mood people, that light is going to finish. You set a photo light off during most motion to field of view, 240 degrees, and an adjust range of up to 70 feet, sometimes even more. And the field and the range can be adjusted coming on when car. So you got to sort of see what it is and then make it work for your house. Now, I don't think a lot of motion detecting lights, you can actually operate them manually. You just flip that switch off for a second and then back on, and that's going to allow you to keep the light on at night when you want it, even if there's no motion.
Now, the basics of hooking up this light are pretty straightforward. If light fixed, easy. You just kill the power, remove the old unit, and wire up the new one, matching wire for wire. That same wiring pattern should definitely be followed, so make sure the hot black wire is connected to black, neutral, white to white, and don't forget to connect the green ground wires to the bare copper wire around the ground screw. Now, beyond that, there are some really cool new developments in motion detection lights. There are batteries, which are awesome. I am amazed. Got one, two, three of these, two inside the house and one outside the house, all run on D-cell batteries. I have not changed the battery since I put them in well over a year ago, and they work on motion. I've got two in closets and one outside a door, and it's great. You know, no wiring required. All I had to do was attach it to the wall, and I was done. There's also security camera lights where it's basically a really high-intensity spotlight with a camera built in that will feed to a cloud so you can record footage. And there's even LED light bulbs that have built-in cameras. So there's a lot of ways to get motion detection lights and cameras together today. And all in all, they add up to a lot more convenience and safety for your home.
Join in the home improvement discussion. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. We'd love to help you out. Up next, are deer munching on your shrubs and then devouring your dogwood? Well, we've got some tips for keeping the deer out of your garden when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Presented by Home Advisor. Need new flooring in your kitchen or bathroom? Home Advisor will instantly match you with the right local pro for the job for free. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, give us a call right now. We'd love to talk about your home improvement project. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor. They really have the best local pros for any home service.
That's right. Doesn't matter what the project is, they make it fast and easy to find the top local pros for your projects.
Plus, now they offer clear upfront pricing on over 100 everyday projects. Just download the Home Advisor app today to get started. 888-666-3974 is the phone number. You know, it doesn't matter when you're listening to the Money Pit. If you're a podcast subscriber, you can call too. Just dial us up any time of the day or night. And if you're not a subscriber, well, why not? You can get the Money Pit podcast wherever you get your pods.
All right, next up, we've got Mike from Tennessee calling in. And what's great is that Mike tuned into us on Facebook and knew that we were in studio and gave us a call through our Facebook fan network. Hey, Mike, welcome.
Our house is on a slab, and we're wanting to change to possibly some type of wood flooring, but trying to decide what type would be best and how to go about that decision.
Okay, well, it's very easy. Because your house is on a slab, there's only one type of wood flooring that you can put down, and that's called engineered floor. The reason it's called engineered floor, Mike, is because it's put together in layers, kind of like plywood, where you have alternating layers of wood, and that's necessary for it to be dimensionally stable. If you were to try to put down solid hardwood floor on a concrete floor, that concrete is so damp and moist that the solid hardwood would very quickly warp and twist, and it just wouldn't work. So you want engineered hardwood, and that can be installed as a floating floor, which means the floor pieces themselves would lock together, but they don't really attach to the floor. They just kind of float, and they go down over an underlayment, which is usually with engineered like a thin foam, so it even gives you a little cushion when you walk on it. And you cut it to fit the room, and you cover the exposed edge with some molding when you get out to the baseboard. So it's pretty straightforward, pretty easy project to do. I would buy the best quality engineered that you can afford because it really counts on the finish. If you get a commercial grade, for example, finish, it's going to be far more durable because it is almost impossible to refinish. So you really do want to have a good quality finish first time out of the box.
Well, that's great information. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, whether it's the best-looking flower bed on the block or it just needs a little work, you know, deer look at your garden and your lawn and they think one thing. It's time for lunch.
You know, keeping those deer away from your plants and flowers, it can feel like you're losing the battle, but there are plenty of humane, chemical-free ways to keep them moving onto that next green field.
Yep, so commercially available deer repellents are a start. They're very effective at making your yard less tasty. They've got an odor that's similar to rotten eggs, and the deer are going to find plenty of other greenery to munch, which will be much more appealing. But they are a little costly.
Yeah. Now, if you're looking for a fresher smelling approach, soap is another deer deterrent. Just make sure you buy a few fragrant bars. You want them to be the stronger bars of soap and hang them from the branches of the plants and trees that you're trying to protect. There's also a number of homemade recipes that you can find online, and they usually include large portions of cayenne pepper, lots of eggs. So different ways to get the deer to sort of keep wandering.
Now, one other thing you could do is, especially if you have a smaller area that they're infesting, so to speak, is to add fine mesh nylon netting. We use this over some bushes around our house to keep the birds away from this one blueberry bush that we have. I mean, we don't get that many blueberries, and we'd like to keep them for ourselves, so we cover the bush with the nylon netting. And it works really good because not only do the birds stay away, if there are deer that are fruit lovers, I don't know if they are, but they can't get to it as well. Or you can go a high-tech route. You can install a motion detector sprinkler, and the way that works is when the deer kind of move in on your garden space, it kicks on and spritzes the deer and keeps them away.
Yeah, wait till they figure this out on a hot day and they're like, let's go over to the Kreitler's house. I got the sprinkler thing.
Yeah.
Barbara in Texas, you've got the money, but how can we help you today?
We're restoring my mother-in-law's 130-year-old home. Not that she's 130, but just the home is. And I'm having a problem with the carpenter. I want to put in pocket doors, and for some reason he keeps telling me not to do that. He doesn't want to do it. It's not structural. It's just he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, and you know what, Barbara? I mean, a pocket door is a lot of work. And maybe that's why he's trying to talk you out of it. It will be far more expensive than a normal door to install because essentially it's not just a door, it's a wall too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put in the pocket side of it in addition to the door side of it. And that means that you have to kind of re-drywall that whole section so that it truly is a disappearing door. That said, I got a pocket door in my office and I love it because I don't have room for the swing. And we've got a full size 30-inch by, you know, 32 inch by 80 inch door in this pocket that swings into the wall. But I remember the process of getting this thing in, and it is a lot of work. So that might be why your contractor is a little reluctant to tag on.
Do you have some words of wisdom I can share with him to encourage him?
Yeah. Tell him to Trump to expand his horizons, that the customer is always right, and you want your pocket door, and you're willing to pay for it, pay him to do it, and he's probably working by the hour, so stop whining and get to work.
And phrase it exactly like that.
No. Just like that. Stop whining and get to work.
I like it. That's great.
All right, Barbara, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair or home improvement questions right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, all the high-end products in the world cannot undo the effects of hard water on your hair, clothing, even your dishes. We're going to tell you which water softeners can help when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. .com links organ donors with people in need of other transplants. In the U.S., 9 die each day organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming an organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor? Inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-20.
Invent as large inventors in you can record your information brochure. Learn how free information just for free.
Call 847-20.
Have an idea product to go with. It's free information. To invent, patent your invention. Free call.
Call 47. That's 847.
You want a piece of me?
Movie tough guys. Just doing something on MatchingDonors.com to donate their one who needs it. In the U.S. and for kidneys.com. Zods by an alps for patients. Desom and ordinary people.
Hi, Quick Creek in the... Project Quick Passport in...
Make better this movement show.
And I'm...
Presented by Harris Home and Local Pro. You can even check the out what you project today.
Call it on the money page or email host Shirley, who writes, I think buying one. What do you recommend?
Get, talk about what is, first of all, your home's water, and the heart also commonly called, and it does internally into your appliance. In their life, it can increase pipes, right? So, salt-free water success. One that I particularly, a surgeon called Easy, how it works, so how will repel one another, two positive, kind of what up to your main water, the product them so that they were, and therefore stick to your, is that it treats all of us without single faucet or over, and there is virtually no.
And you got to take care of feel weird. Now, a better way to dye test. I have had pounds of free warranty plan refuse in 60 days and see what do you suggest.
First off, you person to be, by the way, or may not of your air conditioner. So, rather get checked for perfume yourself, but you'll be tempted at a return dye, even at a supply or one that's got a really strong flow. If the system is running normally, you should be reading a 12 and 20 degree differential. If it's less than 12, you are well within your right to demand repair. Be suspicious of the warranty company's approach on this because usually the Freon is not included in what they will repair or replace. So you end up getting hit with expensive bills for Freon that's apparently being released to the atmosphere. So this is a situation where it really need to get in there and either repair it or get you a new air conditioner and stop giving you the runaround.
And you know, them in to do the repair, you're just sort of like pushing off the inevitable and paying more bills, you know, to use the electricity to get the air conditioning to cool. I think you've got to figure out a way to get them to come in and physically do the repair or whatever's needed. Otherwise, you're going to be in a world of hurt down the road.
This is the Money Pit, home on air and online at Money. Hey, for taking part of your summer day to listen to the Money Pit. If you've got questions and weren't able to call and get us today, you are welcome to call us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit. You can also post your questions on the Money Pit's website at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. 13 hurricane shelters opening Sunday morning on Oahu as Hurricane Douglas bears down on the island state. Because of COVID-19, people at shelters will have to social distance and wear face coverings. Governor David Ige says everyone who's in quarantine should remain in quarantine to the extent possible.
If you need supplies, please ask a friend and others to provide and help you acquire them. As a last resort, if you need to, you can break quarantine to get the needed supplies.
But the pandemic's adding a new twist. Many volunteers who normally staff the shelters are older or have pre-existing health conditions that put them at higher risk of getting sick if they're infected by the virus. And many of the volunteers say this one, they're staying home in this storm. Hurricane Hanna, meanwhile, roared ashore onto the Texas Gulf Coast this afternoon as a Category 1 storm. It brought winds of rain, storm surge to part of the country themselves trying to cope with a spike in coronavirus cases. Hanna is the first hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. There's new analysis suggesting which states would be most affected by President Trump's order to exclude immigrants in the country illegally from being counted as the redrawing of U.S. congressional districts.
The Pew Research Center says if the president's order sticks, California, Florida, and Texas would each end up with one less House seat than if every resident were counted. In addition, the Pew analysis shows Alabama, Minnesota, and Ohio would each keep a congressional seat they most likely would have lost. The process of divvying up congressional seats, known as apportionment, will take place after the 2020 census is finished. Traditionally, every resident of a state is counted, but the president's directive would bar people in the U.S. illegally from being included. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
In Mexico, one man's love for his dog cost him his life.
Pablo Fustek, a dual citizen of France and Mexico, died after jumping into a scalding hot spring in a failed attempt to rescue Sasha, one of his dogs. He'd adopted the black and white Great Dane after finding it in a Mexico City street following an earthquake that killed several hundred people in the country in September 2017. Pablo was able to climb out of the spring, but later died. The family plans a memorial outdoors in line with pandemic precautions for Fustek on Sunday on the outskirts of Paris. Patrick Frost reporting.
The plaintiffs in a civil rights lawsuit over the violence in 2017 in Charlottesville, Virginia, say federal prosecutors must provide documents used in its criminal case against a white nationalist. Community members who filed the lawsuit against prominent white supremacists and hate groups contend the Justice Department lawyers wrongly denied their request. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Legendary television personality Regis Philbin has died at the age of 88. He was the original host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but he was a morning mainstay, sharing coffee and his life in his daytime show, first with Kathy Lee Gifford, then with Kelly Ripa, before he called it quits.
So it's Friday, November 18th, 2011, the final show.
How do you feel?
I feel okay. I feel pretty good.
You do?
Well, I feel, you know, a little the weight of the whole thing, you know, the somberness of it all. And where's Regis going? Regis don't know!
Philbin says he's proud to have made his viewers feel good for 28 years.
They watch it, they say, because it makes them feel better. And it can't get better than that. It makes them happy, and I'll never be able to top that.
Thanks to Disney ABC Domestic TV for the sound bites. Philbin's family said he died of natural causes Friday, a month before his 89th birthday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In July, we're talking about getting your book into your target audience's hands, even if you're on a tight budget. August is Diagnosis Writer, which means we're taking a look at how to identify and solve common problems for many authors.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so psyched that you are here with us today because we know you love home improvement, you love DIY, you love decor, you love renovation, and we do too. And we're here to help you get started on those projects or maybe get you out of jam if you found something that you don't understand and don't know how to proceed. You could proceed by picking up the phone and calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Hey, coming up on this episode, have you ever noticed that summer rainstorms can really stir up some damage? Between the blackouts and the lightning and the electrical damage and the leaks and the floods, these are all not that uncommon. So we're going to share some tips on what you should be doing to make sure your house is storm ready when the next big one comes on.
And you find yourself overflowing with yard tools, pool toys, lawn chairs, even kids' bikes, then you might be ready to build a shed. Now, whether you want to store the overflow or maybe create the perfect man cave or she shed, shed projects are more popular now than ever. We're going to have some pro tips to help you do it right.
And, hey, after a couple of months of heavy grilling, your gas grill may need an extreme makeover of its own. We just did this to ours, and it gave me the idea to talk about it on the show. We're going to have some tips for a simple mid-season grill cleaning to step up that sizzle, because our sizzle had definitely died down until it got rid of all that old char.
I mean, it's amazing how gunky grills get so fast, and then it's like a gross chore to clean them. But we can help you do that so that your grilling gets right back into where it needs to be for the remainder of the summer, or maybe you're thinking of doing an outside project. Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading on over to Minnesota, where Mercedes is having some roofing issues. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I had roofing put on a few years ago, and they nailed it in the valleys instead of on the ridges.
Oh, okay.
And then now that it has rained these, you know, quite a bit in between, then my paint in my kitchen ceiling is peeling off, and the sheetrock is wet because of the moisture coming in.
So basically it's leaking through the metal valleys?
Yes.
Because there's holes in those valleys, Mercedes?
Yes, in the valleys.
So obviously that wasn't done right, and so you have really two choices. You can either replace that valley flashing, and that's a project, you know, because the metal roof has to be loosened up to get the new valley underneath it. Or what you could do is silicone caulk those holes and hope for the best. You know, silicone, you'll probably get a good couple of years out of that. But you...
Well, now, I wonder, did you hear about this product that they put an undercoat on a metal roof to repair it, and then they second coat over the top of that?
No, and I don't know how you get an undercoat on a metal roof that's already down. So metal roofs have been around for over 100 years, and they're super durable. But the problem is sometimes the skill set to properly repair them. If they're installed properly, then they can last indefinitely and be leak-free. It sounds like there were some errors made in the installation of your roof, and so you have a kind of there you want to take this apart and fix those errors and continue to explore opportunities for patching. If it was me, I would try to disassemble it and replace that flashing because it's going to be a sore spot moving forward, not only with water, but also you're going to have ice dams that'll form there in your part of the country. The water will get behind it, and that can also work its way into the roof. Okay, Mercedes, thanks so much for calling us at 888.
Steve in Iowa is on the line with a decking question. What can we do for you today?
I've had my deck on my house it's been probably years. It's a floating deck, so it's not attached to the house. And the only problem with that is part of the deck has a cistern underneath of it.
Oh, so it's covering this old cistern, okay.
Yes, but the cistern is still, but it is nice to have, so I don't want to take it out.
Okay.
Because my deck is settling at different levels and the cistern, above the cistern, obviously I can't put any post holes in to stop the heaving.
Yeah, so how do you actually get to that cistern when you want to get to it? You have to pop deck boards up, or is there a hatch?
No, there's a pipe that runs outside the deck, and you can do there.
Well, heaving, if it's structurally moving, then there's nothing that you're going to do short of basically replacing that with a better foundation that's going to stop that from happening. How big is this deck?
20 by 12.
Yeah, is your concern that the deck is moving and that the floor is getting uneven? Or is your concern that the lumber is cracking and you're concerned with it?
The deck is very uneven. Like, by the house, it has settled probably maybe 8 inches. And then where the cistern's at, it hasn't settled at all.
And this cistern, this is not like an open well, is it, where somebody could fall into it? This is a pipe that comes out?
No, it feeds directly into my basement, and there's a concrete lid over the top.
So you really do need to have some sort of a structural cover. I guess what I would do in this case is I would probably take the old deck apart and rebuild it. I would reframe it and basically do it all from scratch and put in some better footings for this. Now, you can use columns in the ground, but they have to be footings. So what you might want to do is dig down and sink posts like 6x6 down and kind of do this almost like it's a pole barn, but you're really only doing this to support the girders and the beams for the deck, and then you're stringing new joists across from that. Think about using composite decking on top of this, and I would definitely build in an access panel, which could be source up or just the panel that lifts out to give you access to that cistern space in case you want to use it.
Would you ever consider pouring concrete first and then put building the deck over top of that?
No. I mean, if you were going to do concrete, then you would just do a concrete patio, but isn't that going to make it hard to get to the space?
Yeah, I would just thought, I didn't know if pouring concrete all the way around the cistern first would work and then pour the deck on top of that.
No. You don't need the concrete to make this deck structurally strong and to stop it from wobbling. If it's designed properly from the get-go, you're not going to have this issue. I suspect it was not when it was built, and that's why it looks like it does now.
Okay. Thank you much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. We want to hear what you are working on. I know we're sort of at the middle point of the summer. You've been working around the yard. You've been making the backyard super awesome, making everything look great. Well, what are you envisioning for the right around the corner? And I can guarantee we're going to be some indoors. So let us help you. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, have you ever noticed that summer rainstorms can really stir up some damage? We're going to have tips to help you stay storm ready after this.
You live in a body pit. Do you have a home improvement project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community /TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any homes, go to Home Advisor.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumble Shavestone. Create a paver patio or a walkway, a garden, grill enclosure pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And Tom and I are here to help you make your home your happy space. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right local pro for any kind of home project, whether you've got a small repair or a major remodel.
Just download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Marge in New Jersey is on the line with a kitchen question. How can we help you today?
I have a carousel in the kitchen for the kitchen cabinets, and the shelf, the top one, is dropped a lot, and I can't figure out how to go about to secure it, or how in the world do you repair something like that?
So is this sort of like what we would call a lazy Susan, like sits inside of a cabinet and spins around?
Yes. And holds the pots and pans.
They take a lot of wear and tear, don't they, Marge? I mean, over all those years?
Sure. Does it have to be replaced, or can it be repaired?
Well, it depends. I mean, the first thing you do is clean that cabinet out and take the existing carousel apart. Now, if the mechanism itself, like the ball bearings, have fallen apart, there's a bracket between the carousel and the bottom of the cabinet that has like two plates on them, and they spin on ball bearings. If that access has broken down, which it could over many years, you know, that has to be replaced. And the thing is that those parts are all available, especially for those old cabinets. You can usually find them online if you research them. And essentially what has to happen here is you got to take that whole thing apart and then rebuild it. Now, this might be a job for a carpenter, or a cabinet maker or somebody that's just handy enough to be able to tackle this. But I find that when I look at something like this, that cabinetry will speak to me. It will tell me how it went in and what has to be done to take it apart. If you look at it very carefully, you can usually figure it out because somebody put it in to begin with, and there's got to be a way to disassemble it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does. Now, since there are two levels, one on the bottom and one on the top, the ball bearings would be in the bottom level so that if I start unscrewing everything, where would I find them? Does it make a difference if it's a two-shelfer? There's one shelf way on the bottom, then there's a space, and then you have another shelf.
Right. I don't think it makes a difference because I think it's all part of the same assembly. And the ball bearings are going to be on the bottom, not the top. The top, it may have like an access point, like an axle, but the spin is going to be under where all the weight is. Okay, so that's the side of it. Does this carousel still move, or is it too stiff?
No, it still moves.
It still moves. What part of it is broken, Marge?
The actual shelf itself, the top shelf, appears to have dropped about 8 inches.
All right. So here's what I would do. If it was just the top shelf that dropped, I would look for a way to repair that top shelf. And I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but I'd probably figure out a creative way. If that's dropped down, if it's sitting like on a center column, then they have to get something up underneath that to support it.
Okay. All right. So that's what I'll do.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when the forecast calls for severe weather, it's important to make sure that you're storm ready. Between the thunder, the lightning, the power failures, and torrential rain, there's definitely a few things that you can be doing now to make sure you're ready for the next one.
Yep. So first, let's talk about those basements and crawl spaces. You want to make sure that the gutters are clean, that the grading slips away from the house. And if you've got a basement, you should also probably have a sump pump installed as an additional backup. And if you do have a sump pump, it's also smart to test it once in a while. In some cases, that sump pump may not have run for months or maybe even years, which is a good thing unless you need it. So what you want to do is fill it up with water until the float switch activates or the pressure switch activates and make sure it runs. If it doesn't, well, it's better to have it fixed now before you got a big storm that's trying to use it as well.
Yeah, now you got to remember also that most of these sump pumps run on electricity, so if you lose power, you're going to lose that pump. Now, some pumps have a battery backup, which is great, and it's a good idea, but most backup batteries only will run for a limited amount of time, and that's another reason that both Tom and myself have whole house generators. Now, they keep key systems running when the street power kicks out. I mean, I would say since I've installed the whole house standby generator, which is great, because it'll just kick on should the power go out. And I splurged and got the 20-kilowatt unit, so my whole entire house will function.
That's
which
right.
Makes me feel a bit greedy when everybody else is in the dark. But, I mean, it's only come on a handful of times in probably the past 8 years that I've had it, and it's been excellent. And there are times when, you know, the rest of the block has been out, and I've taken, you know, food from their refrigerator. You know, you're happy to help out when you're in the sort of have versus the have-not in a power situation, and it definitely makes life easy, and you feel super prepared for whatever Mother Nature is going to throw at you.
Absolutely. Now, the whole house generator is permanently installed outside your home, and it comes in automatically within seconds of a power outage. And most folks don't realize most of these whole house generators run on natural gas. So that means no trips to the gas station to buy gasoline to fill it up with. It's totally automatic.
JR in Texas is on the line with a question about bees. It was a dream. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, JR, how can we help you?
I have a particular question on some bees. I went to my water meter, and in the water meter, there's a nest of bumblebees and or honeybees. Sorry about that. And I'm looking to see what's the correct way to maybe remove them, to relocate them somewhere else before their nest gets destroyed.
Boy, I tell you what, I got to say that I've seen them in trees, and I know that beekeepers with the proper equipment and the proper procedure can move them. But if it's attached to something very structural or mechanical like a water meter, that makes it a lot more difficult because you can't clip the water meter off your house with the bees attached to it and carry it to a new location. So I'm going to have to punt on this and tell you to get some advice from a local bee expert and see if they can figure out a creative way to move that hive safely, because it is attached to the water meter. And I guess it's really going to probably come down to how much inconvenience you're going to want to go through, because I don't even know if it's possible to get that water meter off your house. You'd have to shut the water off from the street. I applaud that you want to try to preserve these bees, but this is a very difficult spot for you to have to extract them from.
Say your time. That is pretty much my question on that.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Casey in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a flooring project. What can we do for you today?
I have a special needs son. He's 4 years old. He crawls throughout our house, and unfortunately, he has a lot of falls. I'm looking to replace the flooring in my game room and kitchen, which is currently ceramic tile, with a softer option, and I was thinking of doing cork flooring. So wanted to know what your opinion on the cork flooring was, if there's a better option, and can it be laid on top of the tile?
Great question. I mean, I was actually just thinking of that cork flooring as a good, terrific, soft option for you. In terms of whether you can lay it on top of the tile, if the tile is really flat, you probably can. But if the tile has a bit of a rough surface or, you know, sort of curvy edges, I think that it could potentially be an issue. That said, there may be a cork flooring out there that has sort of more of a solid back that could give you some stability over that. I'd look into it. I'd check a place like Lumber Liquidators. But cork flooring is incredibly durable. It is soft. And I think it is a good choice for you. I mean, short of doing something with, you know, area rugs or something of that nature, I think that's probably, you know, one of the best choices that you can make. If it's an area that you would potentially want to carpet, you know, just keep in mind that there's a lot of differences in carpet padding. There's a lot of chintzy carpet padding out there, but if you look for it, you'll find the good stuff that really does give you some cushion to that surface. And, you know, you don't have to choose a thick carpet to put over it, but you got to have the right carpet padding under it. That's really critical.
Okay.
And if you went with something like a laminate floor, and there is an underlayment that goes under laminate floor. Now, the laminate floor obviously is not soft on top, but if the underlayment, I know that one of the brands that I used to work with had like a sort of an eighth-inch foam kind of sheet that would go under it that would give it some give too. But I think pretty much any floor you choose is going to be softer than ceramic tile.
Okay.
Right, Leslie?
I mean, that really is true. The only concern I would have with putting the cork over the ceramic tile is that some of the cork floorings are on the thinner side. So like Tom mentioned, you want to make sure the cork floor is thick enough to hide the imperfections that are there in that tile. But cork really is a great and forgiving surface, and it looks gorgeous too.
Good. Is it pretty moisture tolerant? I mean, I'm just concerned in the kitchen. Is there anything to worry about?
It tends to be water resistant. I wouldn't put it in a place like a bathroom where you've got potential for, you know, tubs overflowing and things of that nature. But the occasional spill and the water that tends to happen in a kitchen space is perfect for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Give us a call. You need some jam or to get you started. The 4-7 at Money Pit.
9 for a bit outdoor store. Have some options. Sheds, the she shed. And today's from after.
You want a piece of me?
A piece of me?
Harry PX. We're all signed up on MATCOM. We want US 19 for an organ trace. MATCOM. Improve owners for patient needing transplants. Go to Meatsumix.
Or do you know an idea patented for free and for toll free?
721-843.
InventHelp Companies has and can have native origination brochure material of interest and information just by dialing
703.
Only have an approving and exist. Want this for sure. Help. May it call Invent
720.
Debt solutions for all you owe debt. All you really need is for your free when we learn OSHA work to keep you out to give a free debt free. That's 800-81656 and get the free shit now. Just 65. That's 1-856 fast. Credit you. Call 1-656 1-800.
Are you an investment in patented and free information? Seed call
2-0-0-0-0-0-0.
Largest inventions inventors have four. Record your information bros to learn your just by dial
84723.
Even if it is or with it. Free inventors information. How invent help you and try into industry. It call and
call 2-0-0-0-8.
They're on stand. This wise owners.com links orchid other trans team people waiting for an orchid needs ever living orchid trans. Visit Matt.com. Gift of life. Matt.com.
Hot tip of the home fires can strike here nearly 3 hours in the U.S. As with plan different, try to visualize the fire in your home way out. Try to find is not only deadly, finding the exit or landmarks a loop big. Also remind that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
It is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find local home improvement pros for any home project. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we would love to hear what you are working on. Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pro for any home project.
Just download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Sandy in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have ceramic floors, and they're ceramic tile, and they're probably 20 years old, and they just don't come clean anymore. And they're real porous, and we've scrubbed them with scrub brush, and they will come sort of clean, but that's a whole lot of work. We've tried different cleaners, vinegar and water and soft and scrub and Clorox and water and soda and water, and they just don't come clean. And short of tearing them up, what could we possibly do for them?
Yeah, it sounds like the glaze has worn off the ceramic tile, and as a result...
Well, you know, I don't even know if it ever had a glaze.
So most tile have a glaze, unless it's like a natural Mexican tile or something like that. I would be very surprised to find any tile out there that didn't have a glaze finish to it. The surface will wear down after a really long, long time, and it depends on the quality of the tile. So I don't have a really good solution for you. It's a fairly unusual problem. You know, you can clean the grout, you can replace the grout, you can seal the grout, but the tile surface itself, it's not really possible to add an additional sort of glaze coat to that. So you might want to think about some other floor options. A really inexpensive one, by the way, would be laminate floor. It works really well in the bathroom because it's very moisture resistant. It kind of snaps together, and it floats on top of the original floor. So really all you have to do is install it, put in a new saddle where the door comes across, maybe some shoe molding between that and the baseboard, cut it around the toilet, and you're good to go. So there are other floor choices. Or if you want to just maintain that ceramic tile, you could also put a second layer of tile over the top one, over the first one, without removing that original layer. As long as that original layer is solid, there's no decay or softness or structural deficiency there, you could put a second layer of tile on top of the first tile, top of the first layer of tile, and still be good to go. All right, Sandy?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, homeowners have always had sort of a love-hate relationship with backyard sheds. Now, we love the extra storage space, but we hate the way they look, and building one is not as easy as it seems, and maintaining a shed is a job that feels like it's never going to end. But whether you're just a little tight on outside storage, or you want to build a she shed, or a he shed, or a we shed, or whatever kind of shed, there are four important things that you need to consider, and we've got these tips in today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com.
Now, first, the average cost to build a shed is between $800 and $4,000, depending on the materials you choose and whether you choose to go DIY or hire a pro. But whether you decide to hire a pro or go it alone, there are a couple of basic questions you need to ask yourself before you start that shopping. For example, let's talk about size and style. Do you need something that's simple and utilitarian, or do you want something that's decorative? There are a lot of different styles and sizes out there, so evaluate your home and property to determine the best style for your needs. Now, one trick to make the design fit in is to choose a style that matches your home's roof line. So, for example, if you have a home with a gable roof, if you build a shed with a barn-style roof, it's going to look totally out of place.
Now, the next thing you got to think about is your budget. If you have a tight budget, you can design a simple shed that's going to get the job done without a lot of frills. And if you've got some extra wiggle room, you can look for some added features, maybe like integrated shelving inside, decorative trim on the exterior, or you can go all out and add electricity, heat, plumbing, make it a place that you want to stay in year-round. You know, I guess it really depends on what the use is. If it's storage, keep it simple. But if it's a yoga spot, warm it up.
Now, let's talk about the permits. You need to know if they're required or not. So check your local building codes and make sure you heed them. There are three types that might apply. There's building permits, mechanical permits, and zoning permits. So building is the construction. Mechanical is like the wiring. And zoning means, well, you could have it on your property line or so far off your property line, whatever those requirements are. You want to know about them now, though, because you do not want to find out after you finish the project that it's got to come down because it violated some building codes or a zoning ordinance.
And that's today's Pro Project, presented by HomeAdvisor.com. You can find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the HomeAdvisor app. To get started, download the HomeAdvisor app today.
888-666-3974. We'd love to hear what you're working on. Give us a call right now with your home improvement, remodeling, or decor question.
Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, now that we've been through a couple months of heavy grilling, your gas grill might need an extreme makeover of its own. We've got some tips for a simple mid-season grill cleaning to step up the sizzle after this.
We live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Fit is presented by Home Advisor. Find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's pros for free. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, are you thinking about a reno or a repair and maybe you need a little help? Well, the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Need a new roof? Just download the Home Advisor app and get matched with the right local pro for your project.
Just head on over to homeadvisor.com today. Hey, we appreciate you listening to The Money Pit. If you'd like to hear the show at your convenience, you can also subscribe to The Money Pit podcast. Chartable has ranked The Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. You'll get two new episodes every week, and it's available wherever you get your pods.
All right, now we've got Ed in West Virginia on the line who's doing some exterior cleanup. What are you working on?
Well, my deck. I've got a covered deck with treated wood, and it needs cleaning to get the dirt and grime off of it, because since it's covered, the rain won't come in and wash it off. And I can't use a lot of water because I've got things underneath it that the water would leak down to. So then I also have exterior steps, and they're getting mossy. So what kind of a cleaning product can I use to clean this wood with?
Now, first of all, what's underneath that you don't want to get wet? Is it furniture? Are you storing stuff there?
Well, I've got basically a workshop. I've got two workshops, one inside the house and one outside under the deck.
You're going to probably have to cover those with tarps or something, because you are going to need to use some amount of water. But what we would recommend is a wood cleaner. Now, cleaners, what they do is they're very good at removing dirt, removing grinding, sort of removing that oxidized grayish sort of appearance that gets on top of pressure-treated lumber. And Flood makes a good one, right, Leslie?
Yeah, Flood actually has a product called Flood Wood Cleaner, and you can mix it with water. I think 1 gallon container mix up to 5 gallons of cleaning solution, and it can actually remove a grayed appearance on lumber and give it like new appearance. Now, here's the thing. I know a lot of people think that when it comes to cleaning a deck, oh, it's just dirt, it's pollen, whatever's on it, and they think just using some water on it is going to get rid of it. But you get the same things on your car, and you don't wash your car with just water. You actually need a cleaner or a soap product, but you don't want to use soap on wood. So it's always good to use a product like a wood cleaner that really will help you get rid of all of the weathering, the dirt, the grime, you know, just the usual stuff that a winter will put on a surface. So if you go with the Flood Wood Cleaner, you can use it on exterior, interior, all kinds of woods. I mean, I'm saying interior because I'm meaning that yours is covered. I wouldn't use it in the house, but that's what I mean there. And it'll do a good job. You'll get about 1,000 square feet, Ellen, so you'll get a really good coverage. You want to let it dry, but again, like Tom mentioned, you want to cover anything that's underneath because it is a cleanser and you don't want to get it on your tools.
Yeah, and you have to wet the deck surface first, and then once it's wet, then you apply the wood cleaner using kind of like a pump-up garden sprayer, or you can even roll it on with a brush roller as if you were painting.
Okay.
You let it sit on the surface for a while, and then you rinse it off.
Okay. Well, that's rinsing it off is a problem.
Not going to happen. Good. Heavy gas grill. This is probably good clean char broiling and steak. The burgers also take a month. Thorough grill.
And it's a pretty simple thing to know. First, soak the grids. That's the part in hot and cleaning pad. If the bean you want a cleaner related area, neck rock or those surround water, you need to replace your aerate and then brush it cleanly for split seam. Immediately,
we want to check sure there are no cracks. Place any that show sign of wear. Grill cleaning is complete. If it's ready to put in the geeks, we do it safely. A 50-50 solution, water, and then brush this connect. Bubbles there. That's it. Got a host sizzle. Need to get some ideas to get started. Give us or post me pit.
Now we've got Dawn for you today.
Shower. Got the flask. It's not the some grows on the wall. All of that out. And then shower. Shower. Do we to keep the wind out? If we bathroom floor and some kind of elevator just so it doesn't run in, we've got to have a shower.
You're missing a component. That's right. And so. Wreckers a shot, and you and the drain over. If frankly, a small power pan maintenance, all look nasty. I would just use a okay. Right down. You drain the power pan, the shower, right down the shower pan.
Okay, if you'd be sure what Ellen, you want to like an 18 amps and be on an. Will you not have to be a
question? I because you wish it in that space very very cold. I put that on.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Don't give us whatever it is. We are 24 hours, 7 days a week. Kids complete summer. Hold them something. We've got with kids.
Are you and would like to enter the patent industry? Seed. Call 1-800-347 and help one of America's has or nation have nation plus nation broasted. Learn how you can information.
Call 1-800-84.
The only for improved product to go with this information. It shows how trying to patent admitted to industry. Also call now.
Call 2-800-0.
social. One stands apart. One saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of other transplants. In the U.S., 9 for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. In becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can get instantly matched with top-rated pros for any home project and book appointments online, all for free. Remember, you can always post your questions, just like Maggie did, who writes, "When I dust my house in the evening, everything is covered again by the next morning. Could the problem be stemming from the heat pump air conditioning system? We've had the unit thoroughly cleaned inside and out to no avail."
Well, it's possible, Maggie, but I tell you, it's more likely because you don't have the right filter on that HVAC system. You know, there are a lot of different densities of filters out there and efficiencies of filters, and you really want one that has a MERV rating of around 11, which is pretty high. That's going to capture most of the dust. Make sure it's properly inserted into your return air duct or your blower compartment of your furnace and air conditioning unit, and this way it will capture most of that dust. When the system turns on overnight, it could be circulating that dusty air, and if the filter's not in the right place, that's exactly what's going to get redistributed throughout the entire house.
All right, I hope that helps cut your dusting time in half or erases it completely.
Well, could you use an extra set of hands around the house? Well, if you got kids, you may already have those hands. We've got some tips for teaching home improvement to your younger ones in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, you ready to put them to work yet?
Yeah, of course. You gotta put them to work, and you gotta put them to work early. Now, with more time at home, you've gotta find activities to keep those kids busy and productive, and that can be a challenge. But that makes now a really great time to teach them a few home improvement skills with projects that they're going to love being a part of. First of all, when the quarantine started, I painted pretty much every room in my home. So I taught the kids at that point, first of all, especially since we were only going to the store one time to pick up an order that we pre-placed on the phone, we really went over what did we need, what do we have at home, and what are the supplies that we needed. Did we need new roller covers? Did we need any tarps, any tape, whatever it was, and we made that list and we called in the order. So they were with me in the whole planning process. Then I had them learn how to prepare and prep those walls, fill in any cracks, all the types of things to make that wall surface smooth, I made those kids do. And granted, some of them we had to do over, but most of them, they did a pretty great job. And then a painting project, I mean, as long as you are properly prepping the space, the floor, taping things off that you don't want the paint on, it's a great project for kids. Now that we've entered into the warmer months and we're still spending time at home, I've taught the kids more about gardening. Again, learning about what type of zone you're in the garden and what plants are going to do well and what's the day for for sun and shade in that area, and then finding out what plants are good there, and then teaching the kids how to work in that spot. I think all of those things are really great because it helps them take ownership of their space, and it helps them understand a little bit about how it works to get those projects done. Now, if they can get a hold of that planning, that shopping list, learning to do these projects safely, they've got a lot of the things that they need when they start planning their own projects. You know, my son wants to redo his bedroom, and I'm like, great, let's talk about where that furniture is going to go. How are we going to arrange it? Are you painting? Are we taking up carpeting? All of the things so he can sort of figure out the steps, the process, and the planning. And that's all great. And if you want to really motivate them a little more, I know my kids are so obsessed with all these social media apps with before and after pictures and process stuff. Make it a little game. Have them sort of do a demo of how they're doing one project, post the before, post the after. Of course, all of this with parental supervision because, you know, slippery social media slopes there. But it's really a great project, and it gives the kids a lot of ownership of their space and their home. And someday, you hope they're going to be homeowners too. So you got to get them ready.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, this time of year, a lot of communities are imposing limits on outdoor water use. And when that happens, as a homeowner, you kind of wonder, what can you do to avoid having your yard turn into like a dead, dry wasteland? Well, we're going to have tips on how you can conserve water and still have a healthy, beautiful lawn on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.